I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. We're headed outside again for this episode of The Rough Draft Diaries, but this time we're on a farm.
You said you had a cow? Angry cow?
He's over here. He was yelling all morning. Of course, now he's not. Cow!
I did meet the cow, but he didn't talk to me much.
Hey, buddy.
Oh, he's in the back there. That's where he is.
Hi!
We're not here to talk about cows. We're here to talk about horses. And HOOVES is the name of the program.
HOOVES stands for Healing of Our Veterans Equine Services, and it's a program that I founded in 2009 after I had my own struggles as a veteran.
That's Amanda Held. She's the creator and facilitator of the HOOVES program. Now, it's probably not shocking to say that Amanda loves horses and grew up loving horses, but it may surprise you to know that she traded in life on the farm for life in the Air Force. And she almost fell in love with the Air Force just like she fell in love with horses. By her own accord, it was the first time in her life that she had stability, structure, routine. But then that all changed when her time with the Air Force finished.
Yeah, I like to say that everything in my life has happened for me. I had just been waitressing, and I decided at some point I needed a college education. I didn't have one, and I took business, and I created a business plan one day for a horse farm. You know, stuck it away in a drawer after I got my grade and never thought much about it. My grandfather came to me, and he was like, "Hey, there's a horse farm for sale in Grand Rapids. You should go look at it." And I'm like, "Okay, Grandpa, like, I'm a waitress and a single mom, and I just have an associate's degree. Like, there's no way I could ever afford this $500,000 farm."
But Amanda did visit the farm, and she kind of fell in love with it. So along with help from her father, she bought it, and it was only supposed to be a horse farm for lessons and boarding. But then, as she was picking up a horse for a potential buyer, she found out about equine-assisted psychotherapy, which I know sounds kind of strange.
The common question I get is, so what, you do psychotherapy on a horse? But what the horse has that no other animal has is this innate ability to read our body language and reflect back to us how we show up in the world. As non-predatory herd animals, they're different than dogs. Dogs are pack animals. They want to make the pack leader happy, and, you know, they try. A horse is not like that. It's a constant beacon for where you're at in your life in every moment. And they're so present that if you can make a shift in that same instant, they will make a shift.
It's hard in one neat sentence to wrap up exactly what equine-assisted psychotherapy can do for its patients. Amanda knows this, and instead, to help paint a picture of this specific kind of therapy, she gives me an example.
In our first workshop that we ever did, we had a group of veterans come out, and there was a horse that was generally a very cuddly, loving, kind horse. And this horse started to pace back and forth in the arena, and she put her ears back, and she was actually showing her teeth, which is not normal for a horse. So I'm trained to look at the discrepancy in behavior. So I know right away that the way this horse is behaving is incongruent with how she normally behaves. So she's picking up on feedback from the group. So I get to take that to the group as a facilitator and say, "Hey, tell me about what's going on with this horse right now. What do you see?" And I had a gentleman say, "Well, that horse is afraid." And I'm like, it doesn't look very afraid to me, but okay, tell me more. Why is the horse afraid?" And he said, "Well, it's in an environment that it's not used to. It doesn't know any of us. It doesn't know what's expected of it." And as he's describing what the horse is feeling, he stops and he says, "That's me. And my family thinks I'm aggressive, but I'm actually just afraid." So you can totally identify with what's going on in your life by the way the horse starts behaving as a reflection of you.
And Amanda says she sees this reaction every single time. Throughout the whole course, the participants never actually get on the horse. They try to do activities with the horse, like trying to get the horse to jump over an obstacle without leading it or touching it.
But however they try to complete that task, because how we do one thing is how we do everything, they can get clear feedback from the horse on what's not working. And in that very moment, they can make shifts, and they can find out by the way the horse responds to them if they're being effective or not.
Amanda is aware that the therapy she provides sounds different, almost strange. Even she seems surprised at where life has taken her. Coming from a small town, joining the Air Force, and then returning to help veterans heal in the same way that she was healed. It all seems like a wonderful surprise.
The biggest thing I can say is that I wouldn't change a single thing, because I've always had this outlook of like, anytime I'm going through a challenge, I know it's because I need to learn something. So I feel like approaching it that way made me a lot more resilient. But there were so many days that I said, what am I doing? What am I doing with my life? This is insane. I should probably just listen to everyone around me and give up, because it has been. It was about a decade of struggle after struggle, but something would just never let me quit. It gave me a great deal of humility to know that what I have now isn't mine. It's so much bigger than me, and I'm just trying to serve and live in my purpose. It's not completely altruistic, but you know, it feels good to be able to do this work, and I'm grateful for the opportunity.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.